T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Two armed robberies at two Waukegan restaurants within 1 hour. Police say they don't know yet if the two cases are related, but they're on the lookout for the bandits right now. Here's WBBM's Andy Dane.
Workers at the Hoagie Hut in the 2800 block of Grand Avenue told investigators two men attempted to rob the store at gunpoint around 8 o'clock Saturday night. About an hour later, the Quick Stop in the 600 block of Greenwood was robbed at gunpoint by two men.
We've definitely identified similarities in these cases.
Commander Joe Florin.
Investigators are confident that we are pursuing the right set of suspects. However, we do not want to jump to any conclusions, and we are treating these as individual incidents until we can get some more physical evidence.
While no injuries were reported, Florip says the suspects must be considered armed and dangerous.
Anytime you have an incident involving a firearm, it's dangerous, and it can get very dangerous very fast.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A suburban SWAT team and U.S. Marshals negotiated a peaceful end to a nearly three-hour standoff at a home in Montgomery this morning. Scott Jones, wanted in Michigan for a 2019 murder, allowed three adults and two children to leave the home on Oakton Drive before he surrendered just before 9 a.m.
Cook County Assessor Fritz Kagi was excited about being boring during a downtown appearance this afternoon.
Make no mistake, there's been controversy. Some commercial property owners have complained about much higher tax assessments, but Assessor Fritz Kagi says many were getting unjustified breaks for years. And Kagi told a City Club of Chicago luncheon his office is making assessments more fair and transparent.
We think this level of transparency should be the standard for any public office. Some of it isn't particularly flashy or exciting, but that's how it should be. When you're the assessor, you better be ready to be boring. And I worked in finance, so I've had lots of practice at.
After taking over an office that was accused of unfair assessments and patronage, Kagi said, in government, boring is a lot better than the alternative. In the loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Illinois' automatic voter registration system has been given a failing grade for allegedly allowing some non-citizens to become registered to vote. State Representative Tom Butler of Springfield says it's clear the system was not thoroughly tested.
It's something that we talked about initially when the automatic voter registration was debated the first time in 2016, that these are the kind of instances that we could think could happen, and here it has actually happened.
You're supposed to be able to register to vote when getting or renewing a license as long as you are qualified. The Secretary of State's office is calling it a programming error.
Southeast Side Nature Park is getting a big boost from the state of Illinois, and planners expect the park to become a pretty attractive destination.
A little over 10% of the 297-acre Big Marsh Park on the southeast side is usable, but with a $900,000 grant from the state, a park-wide paved trail is planned, including bridges over ponds and marshes. Also, says Park District Project Manager Lauren Umeck,
we're going to have a platform that will be sort of over the water and give you an opportunity to have a nearly 360-degree view of the marsh, to be able to see marsh birds, egrets, herons.
Paul Fitzgerald of Friends of Big Marsh says once improvements are made, people will really get a chance to see what the pre-industrial southeast side was like.
It's really going to benefit the entire 297-acre Big Marsh Park.
Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Medline Industries in Waukegan has been forced to temporarily close as it works to meet the new state rules concerning the cancer-causing chemical ethylene oxide. The closure about a month ago was not publicized to either the public or local officials. Medline says it expects to resume full operations within a few weeks.
Chicago police and fire overtime continues to climb at the expense of taxpayers.
Chicago taxpayers spent over $200 million on police and fire overtime last year, and that's not including the extra $33.7 million of lump sum payments, mostly to police officers leaving the force. Unlike most union members, Chicago police has the option of electing pay or comp time without any restrictions after earning overtime, something Mayor Lori Lightfoot has tried to get under control. The Sun-Times reports police personnel now swipe in and out of of work, and overtime budgets are audited every 2 weeks. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.